A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also, on the outside, look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you testify against yourselves that you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your ancestors. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, the Gospel passage today is just part of Jesus' denunciation of the scribes and Pharisees. It's just a very few of the 23 verses of chapter 23 of Matthew's Gospel that are a huge tirade against hypocrisy. The first reading today is from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, and it's in a completely different key, but both passages perhaps need, or at least deserve, closer examination. Paul invites the Thessalonians to recognize just what he and his companions have been doing for them. He says, we worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you while we proclaimed to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how pure, upright, and blameless our conduct was toward you believers. So they've earned their keep. They've been givers. They've not been asking to get something, and they've maintained the highest possible standard of behavior. And all of us who want to be recognizably Christian need to take this to heart. We have to set the best possible example if we want other people to be attracted to the Christian way of life. It's precisely the opposite of what the scribes and the Pharisees were doing, showing off, being apparently very wonderful, whereas, in fact, beneath the surface, they were, according to Jesus, full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. It's maybe worth remembering that Paul was almost certainly a Pharisee himself. At the very least, he'd been trained by the Pharisees. So he knew all about that aspect of being a Pharisee. Paul wants us to be pure, upright, and blameless. And maybe we could add cheerful to that list, because my goodness, we can be a gloomy lot, we Christians. And that's not going to attract anybody to our way of life. Just as if you only read the bits of the gospel where Jesus is denouncing behavior that is against God's will, as he's doing here, you're not going to have the most positive and attractive vision of Christianity. But then Paul goes on to say something else. He says, thank you to the Thessalonians, because they listened. Because they listened to him urging them and encouraging them and pleading with them. He says, thank you because they recognized that what the apostles were saying was straight from God. His exact words are, when you received the word of God that you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as what it really is, God's word, which is also at work in you believers. Well, there's two things there, aren't there? One is hearing, accepting the word of God. And that means accepting Jesus telling us when we're getting it wrong, and not just accepting all the times when he's being particularly loving and lovable. But it's not just that. It's accepting that God's word is at work in us. And that really is something to think about. If we're open to it, if we really listen, if we really try to make God's word the center of our lives, it works in us. It's not us doing the work, it's God. It's really, in that sense, really quite easy in a way to be a Christian. You know, the scribes and the Pharisees were supposedly models of faith. They weren't pagans. They weren't poor, ignorant souls who didn't know anything about God. They were scholars. They were experts. They were interpreters of the great Jewish texts. They were leaders of the community. But Jesus tells us that they were more concerned with their image, with their public appearance, than with what really matters. Just before this passage of today's gospel, Jesus tells them what they should be thinking about. It's at verse 23 of the gospel that we've just heard. He says they should be thinking about justice and mercy and faith. And that, of course, is just another way of saying what Paul is talking about. Not a human word, but God's word. Justice and mercy and faith at work in us all.